Sunday night after you're done watching basketball, there'll be a new season of the Showtime series, The Tudors, waiting for you. It's the latest in a string of TV shows like Rome and Deadwood that dramatize important chapters in history. Dramatize being the operative word. Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen has more.
In the first season of The Tudors, King Henry VIII, played by Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, marries off his sister, Margaret, against her will, to the much older King of Portugal.
I trust you've settled all your affairs here, Margaret.
Yeah, it's good.
The king has written of his love for you, his eagerness to set eyes on you, having seen your portrait.
In real life, the king had two sisters, not one, says Rita Warnecke, author of a book on family politics at Henry VIII's court. Anne Warnecke notes there are plenty of other inaccuracies.
If we're talking about the sister who married a king across the ocean on the continent, that was Mary Tudor, but she didn't marry the King of Portugal, she married the King of France.
This isn't a case of lazy fact-checkers. Showtime is well aware of what it's up to. They even created an online forum where history buffs meticulously and often angrily list everything that's inaccurate. The real Henry had red hair, a beard, and got pretty hefty. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers has brown hair and the body of a GQ model. In real life, the king's son, Henry Fitzroy, died of tuberculosis in his teens. In The Tudors, he dies much younger from sweating sickness. Michael Hurst is the show's writer.
My first duty is to write a show that's entertaining. I wasn't commissioned by Showtime to write a historical documentary.
Hurst explains that some of his script changes were pragmatic. For instance, that Margaret, Mary business, Hurst says there already was a Mary in the show, the king's daughter, who was in reality also called Princess Mary.
I didn't want two Princess Marys on the call sheet. It's terribly confusing for everyone. You put Mary and they say, which one?
Other changes, Hurst says, were more philosophical.
We didn't bother to put Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, in a red wig and make him fat and put a beard on, just because then we'd say, oh, look, that's Henry VIII. We wanted to get closer to the spirit of the thing, to a kind of reality. And the reality was that Henry was young, virile, very charismatic, very dangerous.
It is settled. We are to war with France. Now, I can go play.
Arizona State University professor Rita Warnecke says she's concerned about programs that boil down years' worth of history into just a few hours. She says she's had plenty of students who assume fictional shows are fact.
They are, in some sense, the history lesson for the great mass of people.
But other academics are more tolerant of the discrepancies. Ben Lowe teaches European history at Florida Atlantic University. He thinks The Tudors can entertain and even inspire.
I've talked with people who have watched the show that, you know, they'll Google something on the internet, try to figure out a little bit more.
Of course, there's no way to tell for sure how often TV dramas lead to genuine education, but there may be encouraging news from Quincy, Massachusetts. Quincy is the birthplace of John Adams, whose life is currently being chronicled in a series running on HBO.
I give you now a new delegate from Massachusetts, Mr. John Adams.
Carolyn Kineth runs the Adams National Historical Park and says reaction to the show has been great.
Our hits on our website have increased, the telephone calls have increased, and people are starting to plan for their spring and summer vacations, and they're making Quincy and the Adams National Historical Park a primary destination.
Looking ahead, Florida might want to get ready for a new crop of historical tourists. HBO will soon be airing a drama about the 2000 presidential election titled Recount. Wonder what the history buffs will say when they get their hands on that one. Alex Cohen, NPR News.